What a funny old day. We got a robot today, and it was my 11th birthday. So I thought I'd start to write a diary, because it was a weird day. And if you can't even write a decent diary when you've got something to write about, what chance have you got when the days are dry and dreary? But I'm not going to start every entry with Dear Diary or anything so Victorian. That would be just so wet. Anyway, I want to decide who's going to read it. Whoever you are, my distant, unknown friend, I need to see you in my mind. Maybe no one will read my diary, except me when I'm 90. So, just in case, hello, me of 2128. This is me of 2049. Maybe, though, my grandchildren are reading this. Hello, grandkids. This is your dotty granny Tanya writing before she lost her marbles. I hope you found me a nice home. No, I don't hope any such thing. If I have to become anybody's granny, please don't let me be a boring granny. Instead, I shall be a grand dame, knighted for my services to the country, and I shall tell fabulous stories, mostly true, about my adventures as a spy, or a detective, or an actress. So by 2128, you'll need me, whoever you are, because there won't be many like me left. And if you're just a boring old historian, or some kind of slimy-tentacled alien archaeologist called Zog from the Andromeda Galaxy, trying to find out who on Earth I am and what human beings were. Do you have churches in Andromeda, Mr. Zog? Weddings, christenings, and funerals? Too much detail, I think, at least for today. Anyway, my dad is a vicar, and in these times he has a lot to do. He says 30 years ago the churches were empty. Now they're full of unhappy people, looking for help to make things bearable, looking for the little rituals that make things feel normal. The church business is good, but vicars are still poor. Mum says he's keeping half the village sane, but still, we live on people's cast-offs. We have value beans in the larder. Our vid is someone's old 2D model. And our new robot is a reconditioned 44 model, donated by a kindly parishioner. But we have a robot. A real honest-to-goodness robot. And Dad says even the bishop only has a 47 model. Ted, one of the church wardens, dropped him off. Him? It? I'm going to keep on saying him for now, as his voice was rather deep and very home counties. We called him, the robot, Soames. It seemed like the perfect name for a 1930s butler, right out of an Agatha Christie 3-dram. Dad activated him, and I watched as the eyes lit up for the first time. I asked Dad about that, and he smiled.
Yes, there really isn't any need for glowing eyes. They are more for show, part of a retro look, that the psychologists say make us feel more comfortable with him around. We see all the old-fashioned 20th century sci-fi movies, and we laugh because they're so quaint. This is the same thing. Robots deliberately made to look clunky and antique, and act like it too, so we feel superior, rather than feel afraid.